The Riot on Radio U.
I am so excited because it's been such a long time since we talked to Josh.
And it's time to talk again.
I think it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh from The Afters.
Yay.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
it's
you?
It's been way too long.
I know.
It's so good to talk to you guys.
It is good to talk to you. How have you been doing?
Good.
Good.
Really good. Yeah, no, it's been great. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a beautiful day here. And it's really early here, much earlier than what you guys are. But no, it's awesome to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Josh, what makes you want to move to Phoenix, Arizona?
It's the dry heat, so no.
It's the dry heat. They have this, you can feel like you're living in an oven in the summer here. No, we actually got involved with a church here that I just love, and the pastor is one of my good friends, and we actually toured with the pastor was a speaker on one of our tours, and came out here to visit and just fell in love with it, and we love being on the west coast side of the country for a while, and lots of sun, but you know, the thing that they don't tell you about Phoenix is, yeah, the summers are really hot, but the rest of the year is really beautiful.
Really nice. Isn't it like when you're in the Arizona and that, like, if you had asthma, like, it's perfect or something? Like, because nothing else could live there because it is so intense.
You know, it's actually a surprise. It's way greener than I would have expected and way more flowers than I ever would have expected. You know, people think of just dead desert land, but it's beautiful. The desert's beautiful. And right now we're in spring bloom, so even if you had asthma, it would bother you because all the flowers are in bloom. Even the cactus are in bloom.
Man, so like people could be allergic to cactus.
I never knew.
That would be.
There's people who are allergic to cactus. Yes.
You're like, dude, I got to move back to the Midwest where my allergies won't be so bad.
Yeah, right. You just have
cactus
other
allergies. Killing me, dude.
Cactus one is terrible.
Cactus, I just can't handle it.
So what about the rest of the guys in the band? They didn't follow you to Phoenix, did they?
They didn't. No, we're spread out. So I just live here with my family. My guitar player, Matt, he lives in Dallas.
Nice.
Where I used to live. And then we've got two guys, our bass player, Dan, and our drummer, Jordan. They live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right on. So you guys are like the lions from Voltron. Like you were all spread apart.
Were you all assemble?
Yeah, but then...
And then we assemble. Yes, we unite our powers and great things happen.
And you make the afters when it's time to do the afters.
When the good planets of the solar system call them together. So...
Exactly.
Well, dude, I saw this is a totally dumb thing, but I was looking at The Afters, your official Twitter account, and it said that you were in Walla Walla, Washington a couple of days ago.
Yes, yeah, we sure were, yeah.
Okay, this is a weird question, but were there like a bunch of onions everywhere?
In Walla Walla?
You know, I heard rumors about onions, but we didn't smell onions, we didn't see onions. We heard that that's a thing there, and they said if you're out eating somewhere, get Walla Walla onion ring.
Yep.
But we didn't get to try it.
Dude, where I used to work, we always, it was like a thing. We've got Walla Walla sweet onions.
That was the big thing, but you hate onions.
Are they amazing?
No, I hate onions. In fact, I probably burn the whole city down just to destroy the industry.
We didn't even get to try it, but I'll tell you what, that was a crazy trip, and we had something that was a first for us. We're flying to Walla Walla, and it has a tiny airport, so we had to fly through Seattle and then take this little plane from Seattle over. And Matt, my guitar player, and I were waiting for our connection for our tanking flight, and we noticed it got delayed and delayed again, and I just kept getting pushed back. And finally, the lady came on the intercom and said, "Your flight's been delayed because of a bird strike, a bird
what?
Plane, and they're having to clean it up."
So
apparently,
a bird
apparently
in the
they
wing?
Had a mess. No, on the
or
side
the
of the plane. And then she comes on, she says, "Well, not only did it make a mess, but the bird dented the plane, and so we're trying to evaluate if it's dented that up." And then she comes on and says, "We've canceled the flight because the bird dented the plane so bad that we can't take it back in the air."
Wow. Okay, that's a really small plane.
Whoa.
Then. That's very, or it was a really big bird.
Yeah,
a really
it could have been
bird.
That
it was
too.
Like a pterodactyl-sized bird.
Oh boy!
That was the first time a bird strike has canceled the flight for us.
Now, was it a big enough airport to where they're like, "Well, our next flight will be leaving in 30 minutes," or when did you say you got to finally leave?
No, it was the next morning. Fortunately, we were coming in a day early, so they got us out the next morning.
Dude, that's amazing. Do you think, honestly, You think maybe the pilot was like, I just don't really want to do this today. And so
I want to go eat the onions.
Do you, they come up with an excuse, just anything. And yeah. They're like, oh,
just make it a bird. It's fine. They'll never ask.
Man, like they probably have a list of go-to things where they're just like, all right, last time we said that one of the wings fell off. This time.
Yeah. Go with the bird.
Like, yeah. Because remember, they can see the plane. They know the wing didn't actually fall off. So we got to come up with something
but
better.
They don't look like they're like from here or people who, you know, fly to where they'll ask questions. It's like exactly. They'll just go with the excuse.
We did make it to Walla Walla. We made it to the Onion Town.
The show happened. Man, now
the show happened.
Yeah, that's a story of overcoming adversity right there.
When a bird hits your plane, you just
keep
gotta go
going.
On.
That's right. You keep moving.
Keep your head up. You keep moving on.
Get a different plane. All right, we are talking to Josh from The Afters, and we're playing your new song, Shadows.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, is it, I mean, how do you feel about it? Is it a good song?
Well, I love Shadows. It's one of my favorite songs we've ever done.
Good answer. Good answer. He's trying to trick you. We like it a lot. We love the song, so we're so glad we have a chance to have music from you guys back on Radio U.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's back to our roots in the sense that, you know, we started off as a rock band, and, you know, bands kind of ebb and flow through years, and albums take different form, but this is kind of back to our rock roots, and we, you know, it's the opening track of our new record, Live On Forever, and I just love that it has this really anthemic, epic feel, but it's really a song about overcoming and rising up and not being defined by your past or your mistakes or things that have been, but being defined by who you are now and who God made you to be, and knowing that you can overcome everything and rise up from anything that you've been through. And so it's a very empowering song.
Right on. Well, you know, we're going to listen to it together.
Overcome so, even a bird hitting the plane.
Even a bird hitting a plane, Nikki.
Even
a
bird hitting the plane.
Rise up.
That's just, yeah. Every time we hear this song, let's just remember that as well.
Yeah. Well, and when you hear the next album from The Afters, and there's a song on it called Dense. You'll know. Like it.
You know what? You know what's getting lost in this whole thing, though? We need a moment for that bird.
Oh, you're birds. Right. You're right. Well, okay.
We remember you.
Yeah, so he did pass. The bird is gone.
The bird is
I doubt he survived that one.
If he took out the plane, then no, I don't think he did. He probably did not. Or else he could have bounced. He could have bounced off of it.
I think he did.
Yes, he bounced his way into heaven.
Loving life up in Walla Walla.
In the bigger skies up above. So.
See, yeah, and, the greater sky.
Yes.
And I think that there's actually an even another untold story here, and that is the civil suit of the bird's family
against
the airline.
Oh. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's another story, too.
That's another day.
So, well, Josh, it has been great talking to you, man. Thanks for getting up and taking time with us.
Dude, thanks for having me on. Yeah, love you guys. Love Radio U. And thanks for playing Shadows.
Yeah, right on.